The US is still exporting plenty of sensitive tech to countries like China, despite a Trump administration clampdown. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. US companies export tens of billions of dollars in sensitive technology every year. Think AI computer chips, drones, or encryption software. And they have to apply for licenses to do it, and approvals have dropped in recent years while denials have risen. Still, in 2018, US firms got approval from the Commerce Department to export more than $64 billion worth of technologies that could have some military purpose. Matt Drange is an investigative reporter at The Information, and he sifted through the data to see what it can tell us about tech trade.
While there is a spike in these denials, it's a relatively small amount. So just to give you an idea, you know, there are more than 6,000 individual items approved for export just last year in 2018, and there were only about 150 denials. So the denials, while they are on the rise, they still account for a relatively small amount. But what experts who looked at this data for us said essentially is that this is really showing the chilling effect that some companies are having, or experiencing rather, when it comes to, hey, you know, I'd like to do business with my trade partner, ZTE or Huawei or companies like that, but in some cases aren't able to do that. So they've even denied some items that companies have shipped in prior years to China are now being denied where they were approved, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago.
And is it clear whether that's due to security concerns or due to the trade war?
It appears to be the trade war. Yeah, so there are very specific items. So there's a broad category of semiconductors, for example, that is at the heart of China's Made in 2025 plan. And so the export of those items, for example, is one case where it appears very clearly to be the trade war that is slowing these down. The other thing to note, too, is that the Bureau of Industry and Security, the agency that deals with these, they're taking longer to process these applications. So the attorneys who work with companies to export this technology are telling us that, you know, hey, it used to take 2-3 months to get this approved. Now it's taking upwards of 6 months to a year, even in some cases.
The Trump administration is also looking to redefine some of these rules around what sensitive technology is and how it gets exported. Is that likely to have an effect in the future on these numbers?
Absolutely. It's a great point, and it certainly will. So more technology than even we have here in this data set, which has tens of thousands of rows of data, there's going to be more technology subject to export regulation soon as the Trump administration works to define so-called critical emerging technology. So it could be everything from AI to machine learning software to 3D printing to quantum computing. I mean, a whole range of technologies that will affect a lot of companies that right now don't have to worry about export controls and whether or not they can, you know, ship a product anywhere. But soon, potentially as soon as next year, those companies will have to worry about that and apply to export that technology.
Matt Drange at The Information. There are some other interesting points in all of that data. It also shows there have been some exports of cryptographic equipment to North Korea. Experts say that's likely for use by an allied group, like at an embassy or by a nonprofit. And there have been high-value IT exports to Syria, in that case probably to humanitarian groups. And now for some related links. First up, we will link you to The Information's story. How they got hold of this data is interesting in itself. They filed Freedom of Information requests with the administration, and they've made the entire dataset available to download. Or if you prefer, they've also made it more digestible with an interactive map. Click on a category, say encryption, and then on a country, say Germany, and you'll see that it's top of 2018's list with 46 approved applications, which would total exports of $67.5 million. The decision of what is sensitive falls to the Bureau of Industry and Security. That's part of the US Department of Commerce. And if you'd like to go really deep, we will link you to their website where you can delve down into the Commerce Control List, or CCL. We mentioned that the Trump administration is looking to change the rules around sensitive technologies, and the Brookings Institution, a DC nonprofit, has a piece from last year when that review of the rules was announced. and it delves into the definition of dual-use technologies, tech that can have military and civilian uses. It suggests image recognition can be used for social networking, but also for surveillance and targeting, for example. So, it asks, how can sensitive technologies be protected without constricting their development? And the China Business Review has a look at what industry is saying about restrictions and what commenters on the proposed rules say about operational issues. For example, they say global companies will still need to be capable of internal collaboration and research and development. It all just really shows the complexity of global trade. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.